Hour number two, nice to have you with us. Beautiful Friday. Hopefully you guys got something good on tap for the weekend. We are going to do one segment with this because apparently David is being besieged by ad hominem attacks. I don't understand why. We brought up, it was not breaking news. It was something where you went, wait, is that real? Jim Harbaugh is being brought back as an honorary captain August 31st on the heels of the NCAA hitting him with his first show cause and with whatever's going to happen for the sign stealing. All Rico and I said is, it's probably not a good idea. Like, it's clearly personal with the NCAA and you guys. Maybe just wait and say, Jim, look, we'll do it next year. You just stay in LA this year. Let us put the fire out. We're going to get everything fine. The program will be here. Not now. But again, it's not arrogance. It's delusion. I wouldn't bring him back for the opener. I just don't think that's a great idea. Again, I don't have great faith the NCAA is going to be able to do a ton.
No.
But there's an element to this where it's like, you want this over with, stop poking the bear.
Yeah, well, the timing and the optics are horrible.
Right. Like Harbaugh once again telling you, I didn't lie. One problem. Yes, you did. Three times over in the report.
Yeah, your own people said. Before. Yeah.
Right. So like, you could stop now. All right, so David, I asked David a question. I said, well, David, look, we're not upset by it. Am I wrong that it's probably not a great idea? David had the audacity to go, no, you're not wrong. I don't like it either. Well, that just upset the apple cart. Because the ticket texts, he can't even keep up with them of people upset at him going, well, you're a fake Michigan fan. Now, how does that work exactly? Are we so far gone you just can't critically think about anything?
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself this question, Michigan fan, who's assaulting David on ticket text. If this were Ryan Day and Ryan Day took the job with the Chargers and Ryan Day just got blasted by the NCAA and Ryan Day ran a program that the NCAA is after in another scandal and the Buckeyes bring him back in 2 weeks for the home opener, your reaction would be what exactly? You'd be irate. Call it what it is. It's okay to just say it. Now, I'm not asking you to be irate. None of us are.
No.
But this is all a cartoon to me.
But if everything that your school does is okay and you can justify it, you are a part of a cult. Plain and simple.
And that's what they are. All right. So, David, do you go ahead. Yes.
Well, you mentioned Ryan Day. Don't forget that when all of this broke, it was Ryan Day did all of this. It was his brother hired this private investigator. They tried to pin it on Ryan Day. That's right. The funny part about it.
Ryan Day's biggest crime is overusage of Just for Men.
You mentioned Mark D'Antonio when you guys first started talking about this. And I remember vividly you saying, Mark, stay away. You created this. Stay away over and over. And I would be like, why do you care if he's there? And now it makes sense. You left it in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Stop coming back. It's right. Not about you anymore.
No, but Evan, the point of it I said was there was no adult in the athletic department to go, hey guys, this might not be a great idea. That's all I said. So yeah, bring him back. It's all going to play out, but I don't think it's great. Sorry. But David, go ahead. Do you want to defend yourself or do you just want to read the ticket text where people want you dead?
Oh, I'm just going to read ticket text because I absolutely love it. Bring it on, people.
Don't egg it on. It's beautiful. It's a Friday. Come on. This isn't worth getting upset over.
Oh, I'm not upset at all. If it was Ryan Day, we wouldn't even be thinking about it, this texter says.
No, okay? No, stop. Stop. Please don't lie. Please don't do that. Don't do that. If the roles are reversed, and they had beaten you, and he had gone to L.A., and the Buckeyes were embroiled in multiple scandals. You guys are the same ones who wanted the program shut down because players were mm-hmm. selling pants for tattoos. Please, just don't lie. That's all I ask. It's okay to say, yeah, I'd feel different. It's human nature to be that way.
Hey, David, is September 7th Connor Stallions Day? Is he the honorary captain?
Go ahead.
Now that's a flag.
I guarantee you they will win the flip of the coin. Advanced scouting.
Hatchett is genuinely the fakest Michigan fan. There is nothing to be outraged about. I'm not outraged. And you let Mike V decide what your opinions are.
Well.
Yeah.
You know.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that Tom from the morning?
Uh-oh. Hold on. where along any of the presentation has outrage? Come on, guys, we don't need to make things up. There's no one upset about it. Saying something is probably not a bright idea is not outrage. It's just having a conversation about it. Go ahead, David.
Cameron in Rochester Hills says, I am a Michigan fan, and even I wish Harbaugh Emanuel would walk away and never come back. Happy we won the title, but their nonsense has made the school and program look like a complete joke. Ty in Detroit says, this is why nobody outside of the cult likes Michigan. They're the ultimate do-you-know-who-my-dad-is kid. I hope their arrogance gets them everything they deserve. As a Michigan fan, I am totally down for Jim Harbaugh showing up. All 100,000 fans in that stadium will cheer loudly. That is from Mac.
Right, that's why a crowd at a Scientology conference cheers, too. I mean, Jesus, guys, come on. That's not a ringing endorsement.
But, Mac, you do realize this will probably bring on the wrath of the NCAA for the second bid. You got another case out there. You don't want to upset them. They went after Harbaugh this time. If Harbaugh goes out there and you know he's going to say something.
No.
The next thing that they can do is, okay, Jim, we can't touch you in the NFL, but we could take away some of your accomplishment. How about that, Mr. Funny Man?
Listen, ultimately, I agree with Paul Feinbaum in this regard. It's what you and I said all last fall. They cheated, but they got away with it. Both things are true. Mm-hmm. They won the national championship. They did.
Mm-hmm.
They got away with it because the Big Ten is feckless. Tony Petitti is a nothing burger. But the idea is they're going to pay some level of a price here. Why would you flaunt it? You already won.
See, I think the level of the price with full cooperation, it's going to be punitive. It's going to be a money. Give us some money.
Yeah, see, I'm not interested in that.
No, right. But I'm saying to Michigan, okay, fine. Boosters kick it in. Keep your stuff. Keep your titles. We're just going to fine you heavily. Maybe we reduce your scholarships by 5.
Doesn't matter. NIL.
Right.
Right. Right.
But you keep doing this. You keep poking the bear, and we're going to go and we're going to do some things that we probably don't want to do, but you're not going to make a mockery of us.
Look, the only thing, and again, it will never take away people's memories. And that's why when people would call up, I'm like, you can go have fun. Whatever happens afterwards, you're probably not going to like it. The only thing the NCAA could do that would really matter, would be a postseason ban. And I don't think they got the chops for it.
See, I don't think they would do a postseason ban because I think at this point they would just say, okay, we're going to go back and this is where the dreaded, we're going to take away victories.
Yeah, and that's all pretend land.
And right, it doesn't mean anything because if you bought the T-shirt, you got the T-shirt. But in the record book, it's like when they took it away from Louisville basketball and said, well, you didn't win the title that year. We're vacating it. No, they actually won.
I was at the game. Right. I saw it.
They won.
Right.
But it's just one of those, well, technically you didn't.
It's so, like the Astros. Yeah. People aren't going to forget their memories of this. It's going to be, oh, yeah, I remember the Natty.
But here's the difference.
That's it.
I was on the other side of the Astros thing. You ask anybody in baseball who lost to the Astros amidst the cheating, especially Yankee fans, I'll never validate a GD thing they did.
Or people who missed the playoffs.
Okay, I was making a point about the Astros. I know, Kenny, I understand. You know what? Maybe if Kirby Smart didn't coach like a bitch and lay down to Nick Saban in that game, he basically handed Saban that game. He coached the most conservative, pussycat, ridiculous game I've ever seen.
These players have fast cars, okay? That's all that matters.
I'm just telling you. You got yourself to blame. You lost to the most average-ass Alabama
team. All right,
team.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I think George is running the Tracy Chapman NIL. Okay.
Go ahead. And again, if you want to call in on it, you're welcome to. I'm fine with it. There's not some big screaming and yelling presentation. I just think it's a silly thing. But whatever. 248-539-9797. David, go ahead.
Mike and Rico are so jealous of Michigan and our success, it's not even funny. Mike claiming MSU's top 20 program is laughable. MSU is closer to CMU than Michigan.
I'll say it again. Of course I'm jealous of a national title, scandal-ridden or not. All right, so second of all, when I say MSU's a top 20 program, top 20 in revenue, look it up. Top 20 in attendance, look it up. Guys, that's just factual.
Okay, you know what? If you, seriously, We don't deal in facts, okay?
No,
we deal
I'm,
in feelings
I'm,
and emotions.
Clearly, we're not one of the 20 best football teams in America.
But that's what they're hearing.
I think that is what they're hearing.
Okay, but that, you know what? Then go back to school and get your GED. I can't help that.
Well, some of them can't spell GED.
Well, then, you know what? Maybe that's why you're thumbing texts to a radio show in the afternoon when regular people are at a J-O-B. Like, I can't help you.
They're at their job?
Thought he was a Tigers prospect. Like, I can't help you. Like, what do you want me to say? MSU's below Eastern Michigan? I'll do it. We're terrible. But they are. Look at just history. Look at the revenue. Look at, if you even want to see how networks choose games, MSU, I think, is 15th or 16th on the list of appeal with the networks. Guys, I mean, what do you want, guys?
I mean, it is why they come up with those games that you hate. Where they're, you know what? We're going to put it at Ford Field, and we're going to put you on Peacock.
They're not putting the Illini on there against Penn State.
And that's my whole point. Both things can be true. You don't think I'm jealous of teams that make the World Series every year? The Yankees haven't been in 15 years. Duh. That's not a flex. But I can still call you out for being filth. You're cheaters.
You're just jealous.
Of course I want to win.
Michigan State's not top 20.
They're terrible. Right. I don't know. You know what? You're right. Guys, Old Dominion 20, MSU 21. There you go. We're good.
It's not a court of law.
All right, summer's here. Some people are in a bad mood, but not Kenny Cott, because Kenny had pizza last night for his preseason game. How'd that go for you, buddy? Oh, wait, you were playing video games by the second quarter. All right, so we got a couple of people who want to rap about it. We will. Jim Harbaugh's wild, but Jim Harbaugh is going to be the honorary captain. August 31st, he's going to be back in the big house when you take on Fresno State. That sure feels like an absolute F you to the NCAA. Days after, they just, you know, it's a pretty damning report. And obviously, the show cause, he's in L.A., right? Who cares? It's symbolic, nothing more. But to bring him back when you're still waiting for the other bomb to go off, I don't know. I probably wouldn't do it, but whatever. I want to see what you guys have to say. Mitch has decided he wants to talk. Away we go. Mitch, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? First time, long time.
Welcome.
Big fan of the show. These people have no shame. What is it going to take for them to get off their delusion bus and realize and accept the responsibility for what they did? It is absolute ridiculous that they would name him an honorary captain. And it just boils my blood. It boils my blood. And I can't get over the fact that they continue to deny, and then when they do accept it, they make it out to be a quote-unquote nothing burger. It boils my blood.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm not being smarmy. I'm trying to figure out, like you're saying, it boils your blood. Are you from here? Are you a transplant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Went to Michigan State. Whole family went to Michigan State. I got two younger brothers that went to Michigan. So we have,
Message, Mitch, you ought to be used to it. This is who they've always been. Yeah. I mean, these are the same people when D'Antonio was hitting them with a garbage can. They're still burping up little bro takes. I mean, it's just who they are.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is why we see their program for what it is. And
but you shouldn't let it make your blood boil. I mean, like, we're past that. Now, in the fall, you know, when the Big Ten calls Michigan State and is like, yeah, you got one problem for your game tomorrow. They got your place. That's when your blood boils. Now, it wouldn't matter. MSU was so bad. Michigan could have beat us with their backups. We're terrible. But, Mitch, you're sitting here in August the year after. You can't let it get to you that way. You can't.
But I will say, Harbaugh, honorary captain, you know he's going to speak as the one texter, 100,000 fans.
No way. Put it on the glass. What? I will happily buy you dinner if I'm wrong.
What?
There's no way they're going to put him on a microphone. No. Come on. There's no way.
I think they will.
I'll buy you lunch. I'll be happy to do it.
Even if he gets the microphone and says, who's got it better than us?
That's okay. That's his tagline.
No, I'm just saying, he's speaking to that crowd.
Okay, then we would have to define terms of the bet here. It would have to be inflammatory or innocuous. Saying who's got it better and all that jazz, or saying, you know, to go blue, like that's
fine. It'll be something that, you know what, they're trying to take us down. They're a bunch of haters.
Okay, I'll make that bet.
They're
right
a bunch
here.
Of haters.
There's no way.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah.
He'll say something like that.
Would you really be that surprised by it? They've been flouting this since day one.
Kenny, that's why I'm shocked. Like,
I guess, Kenny, I just feel like there's a limit to everything, and somebody would be like, Jim, do me a favor.
I just think Mike's in a generous mood, and he's just trying to give away money.
There's a limit to everything. He literally days ago just said, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, and that's basically everything they've accused him of doing.
Nothing to apologize for.
So what makes you think he wouldn't get behind a podium and say some dumb stuff?
And he will get up there and say, guys, I'm still not apologizing, and here's my ring.
I guess, you know what? My own naivete is that I would expect a 60-year-old grown-ass man and like a father of seven kids or whatever would eventually find a center point and go, you know what? I have to take a break from being a complete narcissist for this one moment. I just, you're right and I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I admit it. I gave him that credit. Thinking there's no way.
I'm about to say,
a leopard doesn't change its stripes, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think it's a passage in Malibu for a narcissist.
You win. I already said you guys are right. Let's go.
I'm going to take a break, David. For this weekend, we won't be narcissistic. We're going to give money to charities and help out the kids.
Let's see what Tony's got to say. He's up next on the ticket. Tone, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, good, beautiful day. Washing the car, it's perfect.
It's gorgeous out, nice. Man. Absolutely.
Yes. So I just wanted to say, I think I'm a Michigan fan. I think most Michigan fans know that they cheated to some degree. You know, could be a lot, little, whatever you want to say.
Sure.
I think the issue is, you know, I think there's apathy or there's not, they don't want to talk about it, like we're cheaters or say that because, you know, like you said, if the shoe was on the other foot, well, it's been on the other foot so many times with so many other programs.
Yep.
And do they, you know, does Ohio State call themselves cheaters? Does USC, does any of the SEC schools? So it's like, why go through just talking about how you cheated and.
But Tony, hold on. Let me ask you this question. Yeah. I'm not asking you to like have a sticker that says, hi, I cheated. No, I'm saying when you hear the news that your school is empowering him to come back as an honorary captain, I just want your reaction to that. I'm not asking you to feel different about your school. I'm saying when people call and attack David because David goes, probably not a great idea. That's just weird behavior to me, no?
Yeah, no, I agree. It seems like a Michigan thing to do. That they're having them. I mean, admittedly so. But, you know, so I would not attack David or anyone for saying that. I understand there's going to be, you know, all sorts of people that, you know.
That's the part that is strange to me, Tony, is like, look, I think we've handled it fine. Like when news breaks, we talk about it. Was I angry last fall with who was on our sidelines and the letter to Michigan State the day before the game? Of course, I think I reserve a right to be. But when we went down the stretch of this thing, we said it. They're not going to stop you from playing. They don't have the chops to do it. So go. Book the trip. Go to the game. Win the damn thing. But don't ask other people to kiss your ass. Now, in the post-haste here, it's just taken a weird turn because Harbaugh himself left. He left because he knows he couldn't be the coach there anymore. Why? The cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He had to
leave. And I think
he
kind of saw the show cause and all of that. He would have been suspended for this year if he would have stayed.
Absolutely. Rico, honestly, I think he's probably headed for a lifetime ban. Not that it will matter, but he couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that fans still live in a world where somehow, well, they're wronging him. Do you read?
No.
So my whole thing is, why bring him back before the dust is settled? Just wait. If you call up and say, I want a statue of him, what do you think? That doesn't change my day. Mm-hmm. Put up a do whatever you want.
No.
But I just wouldn't do it.
But I just think that, right, if you do this, I think that any negotiation that you have with the NCAA goes out the window.
Okay, so we're going to play the game of should happen, will happen. I will continue to say on record, I don't believe in the NCAA and this Thor hammer. Okay, I got to see it to believe it because I don't think, you have said it, they don't want to do it.
No, they don't want to do it, Mike. They've been in an ornery mood lately.
But if you're talking should happen, no, if I were the NCAA, oh, no, 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 no.
Right.
No, 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 no.
But for the NCAA, there's one thing you can't do. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, no, this would turn into Latte Larry's Spite Store. I would.
And I think that penalty.
I'd bury him where they stand.
Now think about it. Everybody else's penalty, no problem. You serve your two games and we're done. Oh, wait, you didn't want to cooperate with us. Here you go. We made a special one just for you.
I still think there's a way Michigan. Look, they've already executed the caper. They won. Their idea, I think, there's a very good chance. Would you say the next 18 months? That at the end of 18 months, the NCAA might not be around anymore. They could just do what they do best, which is deflect, deny, delay, and outlast the NCAA.
They could.
That's plausible because I do believe the SEC and Big Ten in the near term are going to leave the NCAA and just have a football party. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah, but see, I think here's where you get angry. I think the networks will artificially prop the NCAA up, and we'll bankroll you. We need to keep you around. We need a bad cop. We need somebody so we could always look good. You'll be the bad cop.
See, I would just rather live in, like, I could actually, this is the sick part. The cheating would make a lot more sense if you just stopped pretending. See, like,
it's kind of like NIL. Just simply say, we're like Baylor came out with shirts that we pay our players. There you go.
They should have new shirts by week three that says we fired Dave Aranda. I don't think he makes it to October, David.
Here's the thing. Both things can be true.
Yeah, especially when you got Daquan Finn as your quarterback.
Hey.
Whoops.
You will not slander the Finn.
Man, he does it himself. All right, 248-539.
He played with Sauce Gardner. He literally did.
We'll get some football conversation next, 97.1. David, I got a question. Rico just walked out, but we'll get to the NFL stuff in a minute. So up on the TVs, you guys are obsessed with the Olympic stuff. I'm not. I don't like the Olympics. I don't care about them. And this is case in point. What real-life application does the triple jump have to anything? Did you just see this? Like, where do you even begin to learn the art of a triple jump? Maybe even further, what kid grows up going, I want to be a triple jump person? Like, what the hell is this? Then the best part is the guy goes flying into a sand pit. I'm pretty sure his ass hit the sand before his feet. How do you even judge how far he went because it blew up the whole sandbox?
It's the closest spot to where you leapt. So that's.
That it literally is what it is.
Yeah. You left a crater.
Right. So that's exactly where they will measure from that crater.
From that start of that crater.
In a perfect world, you would fall forward.
Okay. So what do you do in real life as a triple jumper?
Like, you go to the
jump
the
over Olympics. Puddles.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, do you just leap over entire New York City streets?
No, Mike, here's the thing. You do this in high school. You get a scholarship to go to college.
What high school has a triple jump team?
Not a team, like individuals. Like, it's like a shot putter or a javelin thrower.
Well, those I've heard of.
No, but triple jump, yeah, if you're good enough.
At least the javelin was represented by Anchorman with Brick. That made sense to me.
You will get a scholarship and you will go to college for free because you're a good
triple jump. For the triple jump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speechless.
Yeah.
I was watching it. This dude was, I'm like, how do you arrive at that point in your life that this is what you do?
And if you're really good, the Olympics, that's it. That's the ultimate goal, that you're good enough to make the Olympic team as a triple jump.
Well, Mike, at least for these off-brand events. Like, if you're the fastest man in the world, like Usain Bolt was, I get the money. You're on the cover of a cereal box. You're a national hero.
A lot of sponsors. Yeah,
you're getting zillions of dollars. Totally makes sense, and it's identifiable. I am fastest person on earth. Get it? Hey, power lift. I am the strongest lifter in the world. I am the best swimmer. These things all make sense to me. The triple jump. What I just watched on TV, I just was like, I mean, really?
Well, hold on. So if that doesn't make sense to you, what about breakdancing? Breakdancing.
That's not an Olympic sport.
Yes, it is.
Then even better, cancel the Olympics.
They're showing it on the top right of your screen.
Oh, my God.
Breaking.
No, okay, see, right here, okay, this is where people like you lose credibility with the Olympics.
See, but I don't watch this.
What's next?
Breaking?
Kenny playing video games as an Olympic event?
They're trying to get esports as an Olympic event soon, yes.
I said just go ahead for the 2028 Olympics and do rap battles.
Right.
I would watch that.
No. Somebody call Papa Doc.
Okay.
Get him back out there.
The breakdancing is so ridiculous, it looked like somebody was having a seizure. Like, what are we doing
here? Well, I saw they played a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. How's that an Olympic sport?
Well, that's more of a sport than breaking. I mean, it is.
Okay, so the lowest of the low would be triple jump.
Triple jump is not. No, that's a real athletic event.
That has no application.
Nope. You're right. It has no application in real life,
but it is an Olympic sport, Kenny.
Okay. Power walking?
Yeah, they have that fast walking thing. Yeah.
None of these sports have anything in real life. Like beach volleyball, what, you're going to be the best person at the barbecue?
But there's a circuit that travels from city to city.
There are leagues, but it's also a real sport. It is a sport.
Triple jump is a real sport.
It is not a sport.
It's a real sport.
No, it's this weird thing that like six people on Earth do.
Oh.
Six people.
Who? David, who grows up saying, I want to do the triple jump? It's almost like, what is it?
You just, you go from doing the broad jump and they say, okay, well, can you do the triple jump?
What's the broad jump?
It's just when you run fast and you jump
into
the sand.
And you do one jump, yes. You just run to the line and you jump.
It's, you know.
Triple jumpies, you got to do one, two.
Right, back in the day, yeah, Carl Lewis did track and he did the broad jump.
They honestly should just dig a giant hole so every time they jump, it's like the movie 300. They go right down into the pit. See you later.
Triple jump, apparently.
It's the triple jump. It was most ridiculous. Lesson was doing his update and I'm standing here watching it and I'm going, what the is this? And this is what David and Kenny are gambling on? That's a disgrace.
According to Kenny, broad jump is what you do in a strip club.
No,
so.
No, I didn't know.
Wow, Kenny, tell me what your weekend's going to be like. All right.
I don't know if not for the air meant anything to you, David, but here we are.
Jeez. Okay.
That wasn't the drop I thought he was going to say.
No.
What Kenny was going to show
us. All right, quickly, David, a couple ticket texts. We'll do an NFL blitz. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hijack this.
It's Mike, some of the events.
I can't take it serious.
But these are the things you only see once every 4 years.
Yeah, right. It's like the luge. Who grows up saying, I want to be a luger?
But you know what? It may be one of the reasons how you can get college paid for free.
He's a born loser, right. I tell you that.
I mean, look at some of these events. I can't believe people watch this.
You go, you win, you get on the Wheaties box, and your life is
Who's
great.
Who's putting a triple jump guy on the Wheaties box? That it. Okay. David, please.
Rap battles in the Olympics? What language would you use, being from Ann Arbor?
Better than this. I mean, this breakdancing is so sad. I mean, wow.
Someone's correcting us. It's not called the broad jump. It's the long jump.
Oh. Wow.
Back in my day, it was the broad jump.
It did get changed. It was.
It's un-PC.
Triple jump is not an event in normal high school meets.
Thank you. Henceforth, who the hell does this?
I mean,
how do you even practice? Once these guys look exhausted.
In the state of Michigan, it's an event.
They said not normal high school meet, so you must be going to the elite high school.
Yeah, like back when Rico went to that fake ass high school of his. They had a triple jump team.
We had a great track team. So
I bet. In your mind. All pretend.
Nah.
Someone says breaking is an event for this year only.
It shouldn't be an event.
Agreed. Agreed.
When half the cast of the movie Breaking is dead, we may not want
to
do this.
Can you go to FanDuel and tell me if we can bet the triple jump? Like, do they have actual odds on the triple jump?
That's a great question, actually.
I'm just fascinated to see if any human being has placed a bet on that. Go ahead.
Someone's saying, what about the equestrian? That's a stupid event in the Olympics.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
The whole dressage where the horse break dances, ridiculous.
No. But you should incorporate that as Saratoga.
You can't.
The winning horse
nope.
No, no. David, just think. The winning horse does the crip walk
to
get the roses.
I like it. Like the Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
With the in the Doritos commercial. Hey. Yeah, we can do that. Sure.
Hey, why not? Hey, horse, you just won. What do you have to say? As he crip walks.
Some were saying triple jump is a really important skill if you're running away from a coyote that has TNT.
Right. It's just, I can't, David, God bless, enjoy it, because Sunday it disappears, and
And that's the beauty of the Olympics. It's things that you won't see again for another 4 years.
Thank God, because the Olympics are a grift. Get rid of them.
Man, they've been around longer than the AFL.
It doesn't matter. It's a grift. All of it. All they do is bankrupt the company, the country they go to.
It's all about patriotism.
No, it is not. Okay.
Rallying around the flag.
Can someone explain to me what Jerry Jones is trying to do to his team? Because he was asked about the holdout and the extension process and what's going on. And he basically answered, I don't have any urgency to get it done. And then CeeDee Lamb goes on Twitter and LOL with a tweet there based off the response. And then Dak Prescott, who is at camp, responded to the media and says, I got urgency for it to happen. What is Jerry Jones doing? Is he just blowing his team up before he dies?
David, I'm starting to think so, because you have a lame duck coach. You have a quarterback that you haven't re-signed yet, and you have your star receiver, and you're like, yeah, there's no sense of urgency. It's like, hey, Jerry, you don't have one. You got a lot of mouths to feed. I think he really is trying to tank, go after Belichick, Bill, pick a quarterback, and we'll start all over again. That's the only thing that makes sense, because none of this does. Because the other owner should just step in and be like, hey, Jerry, what are you doing? Are you drunk? Fix this problem. You're the Cowboys.
I'll take a different approach. This is the last hurrah for a group that has won a lot of meaningless games. They haven't gotten it done in the playoffs. So before I pay you guys long term, show me something. 12-5, 12-5, and getting aced out at home. Maybe Jones is the smartest guy in the room for going, you know what? I'm not going to sign you long term, because a year from now, if you do the same routine again, I'm going to launch all of yous out of a cannon. I'm playing it the other way, because your two choices are literal insanity, or maybe he's actually doing the most responsible thing.
And that's what I think that this is one of those. There's a lot of good coaches that are available right now. And if you tank and you get the number one pick, you can hand select your new quarterback rebuild this.
Not tanking for the number one pick, Rico.
It kind of looks that way.
Jesus.
Let me take your star wide receiver and just, get nothing.
Bottom line is CD knows he's got to play. They all know they got to play. They can't sit out. Hey, you can make them upset, but he can also hit him with that deal during the season. But they got to win something. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. How the hell is Dak Prescott going to get all this money? What's he done?
So, new technology in the NFL was used last night for the very first time.
Mm.
People watching the Lions-Giants game saw it being used. It is the Hawkeye technology to determine whether a first down has been earned or not. The problem with it is it took forever to determine if it was a first down by using the technology. Quote Phil Simms on the Giants broadcast, are you going to use it if it takes this long? It took forever. Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll both looking like, what are we doing? Can we keep playing football? They got to fix this. Can they get it to where they need it to use it for next season?
No.
I think they can, but David, I think it's one of those where...
David, I got a question. Rico just walked out, but we'll get to the NFL stuff in a minute. So up on the TVs, you guys are obsessed with the Olympic stuff. I'm not. I don't like the Olympics. I don't care about them. And this is case in point. What real life application does the triple jump have to anything? Did you just see this? Like, where do you even begin to learn the art of a triple jump? Maybe even further. What kid grows up going, I want to be a triple jump person? Like, what?
Gym
what the
class,
hell
man.
Is this? Then the best part is the guy goes flying into a sand pit. I'm pretty sure his ass hit the sand before his feet. How do you even judge how far he went, because it blew up the whole sandbox?
It's the closest spot to where you leapt. So that's, yeah.
That it literally is what it is.
Yeah. He left a crater.
Right. So that's where exactly where they will measure from that crater.
From that start of that crater will be.
In a perfect world, you would fall forward.
Okay. So what do you do in real life as a triple jumper?
Like you go to the
jump
the
over puddles.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, do you just leap over entire New York City streets?
No, Mike, here's the thing. You do this in high school. You get a scholarship to go to college.
What high school has a triple jump team?
No, not a team. Like, individuals. Like, it's like a shot putter or a javelin thrower.
Well, those I've heard of.
No, but triple jump, yeah, if you're good enough.
At least the javelin was represented by Anchorman with Brick. That made sense to me.
You will get a scholarship and you will go to college for free because you're a good
triple jump. For the triple jump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speechless.
Yeah.
I was watching it. This dude was, I'm like, how do you arrive at that point in your life that this is what you do?
And if you're really good, the Olympics, that's it. That's the ultimate goal, that you're good enough to make the Olympic team as a triple jumper.
Well, Mike, at least for these off-brand events. Like, if you're the fastest man in the world, like Usain Bolt was, I get the money. You're on the cover of a cereal box. You're a national hero.
A lot of sponsors. Yeah,
you're getting zillions of dollars. Totally makes sense, and it's identifiable. I am fastest person on earth. Get it? Hey, power lift. I am the strongest lifter in the world. I am the best swimmer. These things all make sense to me. The triple jump. What I just watched on TV, I just was like, I mean, really?
Well, hold on. So if that doesn't make sense to you, what about breakdancing? Breakdancing.
That's not an Olympic sport.
Yes, it is.
Then even better, cancel the Olympics.
They're showing it on the top right of your screen.
Oh, my God.
Breaking.
No, okay. See, right here, this is where people like you lose credibility with the Olympics.
See, but I don't watch this.
What's next?
Breaking?
Kenny playing video games as an Olympic event?
They're trying to get esports as an Olympic event soon, yes.
I said just go ahead for the 2028 Olympics and do rap battles.
Right.
I would watch that.
No. Somebody call Papa Doc.
Okay.
Get him back out there.
The breakdancing is so ridiculous, it looked like somebody was having a seizure. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, I saw they played a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. How's that an Olympic sport?
Well, that's more of a sport than breaking. I mean, it is.
Okay, so the lowest of the low would be triple jump.
Triple jump is not. No, that's a real athletic event.
That has no application.
Nope, you're right. It has no application in real life,
but it is an Olympic sport. Kenny.
Okay. Power walking?
Yeah, they have that. They have that fast walking thing. Yeah.
None of these sports have anything in real life. Like beach volleyball. What, you going to be the best person at the barbecue?
There's a circuit that travels from city to city.
There are leagues, but it's also a real sport. It is a sport.
Triple jump is a real sport.
It is not a sport.
It's a real sport.
No,
Mike.
It's this weird thing that like six people on Earth do.
Oh.
Six people.
Who? David, who grows up saying, I want to do the triple jump? It's almost like, what is it?
You just, you go from doing the broad jump and they say, okay, well, can you do the triple jump?
What's the broad jump?
It's just when you run fast and you jump
into
the sand.
And you do one jump, yes. You just run to the line and you jump.
It's, you know.
Triple jump is you got to do one, two.
Right, back in the day, yeah, Carl Lewis was, he did track and he did the broad jump.
They honestly should just dig a giant hole so every time they jump, it's like the movie 300. They go right down into the pit. See you later.
Triple jump, apparently.
What do you have against the triple jump?
It was supposed to be, Lesson was doing his update and I'm standing here watching it and I'm going, what the is this? And this is what David and Kenny are gambling on? That's a disgrace.
According to King, broad jump is what you do in a strip club.
No, I didn't know.
Wow, Kenny, tell me what your weekend's going to be like. All right.
I don't know if not for the air meant anything to you, David, but here we are.
Jeez. Okay.
That wasn't the drop I thought he was going to say.
No.
What Kenny was going to show
us. All right, quickly, David, a couple ticket texts. We'll do an NFL blitz. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hijack that.
No, it's Mike, some of the events.
I can't take it seriously.
But these are the things you only see once every 4 years.
Yeah, right. It's like the luge. Who grows up saying, I want to be a luger?
But you know what? It may be one of the reasons how you can get college paid for free.
He's a born loser,
right.
I tell you that.
I mean, look at some of these events. I can't believe people watch this.
You go, you win, you get on a Wheaties box, and your life is great.
Who's putting a triple jump guy on the Wheaties box?
Got it.
Okay. David, please.
Rap battles in the Olympics. What language would you use being from Ann Arbor?
Better than this. I mean, this breakdancing is so sad. I mean, wow.
Someone's correcting us. It's not called the broad jump. It's the long jump. Oh. Wow.
Back in my day, it was the broad jump.
It did get changed. It was.
It's un-PC.
Triple jump is not an event in normal high school meets.
Thank you. Henceforth, who the hell does this?
I mean,
how do you even practice? You do it once, these guys look exhausted.
In the state of Michigan, it's an event.
They said not normal high school meet, so you must be going to the elite high school.
Yeah, like back when Rico went to that fake ass high school of his. They had a triple jump team.
We had a great track team. So
I bet. In your mind. All pretend.
Nah.
Someone says breaking is an event for this year only.
It shouldn't be an event.
Agreed.
When half the cast of the movie Breaking is dead, we may not want to do this.
Can you go to FanDuel and tell me if we can bet the triple jump? Like, do they have actual odds on the triple jump?
That's a great question, actually.
I'm just fascinated to see if any human being has placed a bet on that. Go ahead.
Someone's saying, what about the equestrian? That's a stupid event in the Olympics.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
The whole dressage where the horse break dances, ridiculous.
No, but you should incorporate that as Saratoga.
You can't.
The winning horse.
Nope.
No. David, just think. The winning horse does the crip walk
to
get the roses.
I like it. Like the Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
In the Doritos commercial. Hey. Yeah, we can do that. Sure.
Hey,
why not?
Hey, horse, you just won. What do you have to say? As he crip walks.
Someone saying, triple jump is a really important skill if you're running away from a coyote that has TNT.
Right. It's just, I can't, David, God bless, enjoy it, because Sunday it disappears, and
And that's the beauty of the Olympics. It's things that you won't see again for another 4 years.
Thank God, because the Olympics are a grift. Get rid of them.
Man, they've been around longer than the NFL.
It doesn't matter. It's a grift. All of it. All they do is bankrupt the company, the country they go to.
It's all about patriotism.
No, it is not. Okay.
Rallying around the flag.
Can someone explain to me what Jerry Jones is trying to do to his team? Because he was asked about the holdout and the extension process and what's going on. And he basically answered, I don't have any urgency to get it done. And then CeeDee Lamb goes on Twitter and LOL with a tweet there based off the response. And then Dak Prescott, who is at camp, responded to the media and says, I got urgency for it to happen. What is Jerry Jones doing? Is he just blowing his team up before he dies?
David, I'm starting to think so, because you have a lame duck coach. You have a quarterback that you haven't re-signed yet, and you have your star receiver, and you're like, yeah, there's no sense of urgency. He's like, hey, Jerry, you don't have one. You got a lot of mouths to feed. I think he really is trying to tank, go after Belichick, Bill pick a quarterback, and we'll start all over again. That's the only thing that makes sense, because none of this does. Because the other owner should just step in and be like, hey, Jerry, what are you doing? Are you drunk? Fix this problem. You're the Cowboys.
I'll take a different approach. This is the last hurrah for a group that has won a lot of meaningless games. They haven't gotten it done in the playoffs. So before I pay you guys long term, show me something. 12-5, 12-5, and getting aced out at home, maybe Jones is the smartest guy in the room for going, you know what? I'm not going to sign you long term, because a year from now, if you do the same routine again, I'm going to launch all of you out of a cannon. I'm playing it the other way because your two choices are literal insanity, or maybe he's actually doing the most responsible thing.
And that's what I think that this is one of those. There's a lot of good coaches that are available right now. And if you tank and you get the number one pick, you can hand select your new quarterback rebuild this.
Not tanking for the number one pick, Rico.
It kind of looks that way.
Jesus.
Let me take your star wide receiver and just get nothing.
Bottom line is CD knows he's got to play. They all know they got to play. They can't sit out. Hey, you can make them upset, but he can also hit them with that deal during the season. But they got to win something. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. How the hell is Dak Prescott going to get all this money? What's he done?
So, new technology in the NFL was used last night for the very first time.
Mm.
People watching the Lions-Giants game saw it being used. It is the Hawkeye technology to determine whether a first down has been earned or not. The problem with it is it took forever to determine if it was a first down by using the technology. Quote Phil Sims on the Giants broadcast, "Are you going to use it if it takes this long?" It took forever. Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll both looking like, what are we doing? Can we keep playing football? They got to fix this. Can they get it to where they need it to use it for next season?
No.
I think they can, but David, I think it's one of those where you have to be pot committed. This is the new thing that we're going to do, and we're going to make sure that everybody's on the same page. It's not something you can kind of dabble in and get a couple interns to run this. No. Just like with instant replay. Hey, we got a central place. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch it. We're going to do it. We're going to get back to you as soon as possible. Same thing. You're going to need trained people to make sure you get this. You got to be pot committed, though. You can't be half wet.
There's already too many interruptions in football games. I've had enough. I don't need any more replays. I need less. I don't need more penalties. I need less. I can't take any more.
No, I'm just saying, but this is for like the new chain gang, right?
Correct. Get rid of them too.
No, that's what I'm saying. Get rid of them because nothing is worse than when you see your team picks up a first down and then the guy waddles the wrong direction and you're like, wait, you're going the wrong way. You just made it fourth and inches and it should have been a first down. Use whatever you had to do to get the game right.
Let's talk about Kyle Pitts for a second because his new quarterback is quoted as saying, what I'm encouraging him to do is use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. What are we expecting from Kyle Pitts now that Kirk Cousins is there? Because he's really been disappointing so far.
Hasn't had a quarterback, Dave.
Yeah.
So what are we expecting?
A Pro Bowl? Sam LaPorta level?
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can get LaPorta where you're one of the better, you're like the top five tight ends, and you become that safety valve for your quarterback. I don't think he's ever had a quarterback that just pushed him and said, no, that's not how you do it. You're going to catch it like this.
He isn't a quarterback to throw him the ball. Ritter?
Or an offense or a coach who says, I'm going to use you and throw him.
And David, design it's a contract year. I would expect him to have a huge season, be honest with you.
Boy, has the mighty fallen. The Patriots today, after their very first preseason game this year, have released Juju Smith-Schuster. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Had a decent year in Kansas City, but...
He's been done for a few years, man. I mean, it's not surprising. It's very rare a guy goes downhill and all of a sudden, boom, he's back in the Pro Bowl. He's just done.
You know what, David? This is one of those cases where I think he achieved his life goal and he had nothing, no aspirations past that. He wanted to make it to the league. He made it to the league. He then wanted to be a social media star. He wanted to do all these other things. And It always, when you make it to the league, your next goal is, I should get a gold jacket. I want to be a Hall of Famer. But a lot of players don't. They have achieved their goal, and then therefore, I don't have to work as hard because now I'm getting paid to do this. And that was him. He had talent, but he was more, hey, look at me dancing on your team's logo. It's like, come on, man. We're losing games, and this is what you're doing? That showed me his mentality.
And let's close it out with this. I usually wait to do this as we get closer to the season with new menu items hit NFL stadiums, but I couldn't wait for this one. The Arizona Cardinals will have a cotton candy burrito. It will be filled with ice cream, Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, Marshmallow Skittles, M&M's Mini, Gummy Bears, and Sprinkles.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley will hand it to you as you pick it up.
Yes, Doug and Scott, leave me alone.
No, it's...
$15.
It looks... disgusting. It just looks too sweet. Like, who would buy this? Who would feed it to their kids? You just, no. No.
It makes no sense.
I saw okay, Mike, what you told us to look at, I would try. That ice cream from that New York restaurant, I would try. This looks disgusting, and whoever did it was high when they came up with it. I promise you, they were fresh off of gummies.
I totally agree with you. That is in football today. Can someone explain to me what Jerry Jones is trying to do to his team? because he was asked about the holdout and the extension process and what's going on. And he basically answered, I don't have any urgency to get it done. And then CeeDee Lamb goes on Twitter and LOL with a tweet there based off the response. And then Dak Prescott, who is at camp, responded to the media and says, I got urgency for it to happen. What is Jerry Jones doing? Is he just blowing his team up before he dies?
David, I'm starting to think so, because you have a lame duck coach. You have a quarterback that you haven't re-signed yet, and you have your star receiver, and you're like, yeah, there's no sense of urgency. It's like, hey, Jerry, you don't have one. You got a lot of mouths to feed. I think he really is trying to tank, go after Belichick, Bill, pick a quarterback, and we'll start all over again. That's the only thing that makes sense, because none of this does. Because the other owner should just step in and be like, hey, Jerry, what are you doing? Are you drunk? Fix this problem. You're the Cowboys.
I'll take a different approach. This is the last hurrah for a group that has won a lot of meaningless games. They haven't gotten it done in the playoffs. So before I pay you guys long term, show me something. 12-5, 12-5, and getting aced out at home. Maybe Jones is the smartest guy in the room for going, you know what? I'm not going to sign you long term, because a year from now, if you do the same routine again, I'm going to launch all of yous out of a cannon. I'm playing it the other way because your two choices are literal insanity, or maybe he's actually doing the most responsible thing.
And that's what I think that this is one of those. There's a lot of good coaches that are available right now. And if you tank and you get the number one pick, you can hand select your new quarterback and we rebuild this.
Not tanking for the number one pick, Rico.
It kind of looks that way.
Jesus.
Let me take your star wide receiver and just, nah, get nothing.
Bottom line is CD knows he's got to play. They all know they got to play. They can't sit out. Hey, you can make them upset, but he can also hit him with that deal during the season. But they got to win something. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. How the hell is Dak Prescott going to get all this money? What's he done?
So, new technology in the NFL was used last night for the very first time.
Mm.
People watching the Lions-Giants game saw it being used. It is the Hawkeye technology to determine whether a first down has been earned or not. The problem with it is it took forever to determine if it was a first down by using the technology. Quote Phil Simms on the Giants broadcast, are you going to use it if it takes this long? It took forever. Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll both looking like, what are we doing? Can we keep playing football? They got to fix this. Can they get it to where they need it to use it for next season?
No. I think they can, but David, I think it's one of those where you have to be pot committed. This is the new thing that we're going to do. And we're going to make sure that everybody's on the same page. It's not something you can kind of dabble in and get a couple interns to run this. No. Just like with instant replay. Hey, we got a central place. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch it. We're going to do it. We're going to get back to you as soon as possible. Same thing. You're going to need trained people to make sure you get this. You got to be pot committed, though. You can't be half wet.
There's already too many interruptions in football games. I've had enough. I don't need any more replays. I need less. I don't need more penalties. I need less. I can't take anymore.
No, I'm just saying, but this is for like the new chain gang, right?
Correct. Get rid of them too.
No, that's what I'm saying. Get rid of them, because nothing is worse than when you see your team picks up a first down and then the guy waddles the wrong direction and you're like, wait, you're going the wrong way. You just made it fourth and inches and it should have been a first down. Use whatever you had to do to get the game right.
Talk about Kyle Pitts for a second, because his new quarterback is quoted as saying, what I'm encouraging him to do is use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. What are we expecting from Kyle Pitts now that Kirk Cousins is there? Because he's really been disappointing so far.
Hasn't had a quarterback, Dave.
Yeah.
So what are we expecting?
A Pro Bowl? Sam Laporta level?
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can get Laporta where you're one of the better, you're like the top five tight ends, and you become that safety valve for your quarterback. I don't think he's ever had a quarterback that just pushed him and said, no, that's not how you do it. You're going to catch it like this.
He isn't a quarterback to throw him the ball. Ritter?
Or an offense or a coach who says, I'm going to use you and throw it.
And David, it's a contract year. I would expect him to have a huge season, be honest with you.
Boy, has the mighty fallen. The Patriots today, after their very first preseason game this year, have released Juju Smith-Schuster. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Had a decent year in Kansas City, but...
He's been done for a few years, man. I mean, it's not surprising. It's very rare a guy goes downhill and then all of a sudden, boom, he's back in the Pro Bowl. He's just done.
You know what, David, this is one of those cases where I think his life, he achieved his life goal and he had nothing, no aspirations past that. He wanted to make it to the league. He made it to the league. He then wanted to be a social media star. He wanted to do all these other things. And it always, when you make it to the league, your next goal is, I should get a gold jacket. I want to be a Hall of Famer. But a lot of players don't. They have achieved their goal, and then therefore, I don't have to work as hard because now I'm getting paid to do this. And that was him. He had talent, but he was more, hey, look at me dancing on your team's logo. It's like, come on, man. We're losing games, and this is what you're doing? That showed me his mentality.
And let's close it out with this. I usually wait to do this as we get closer to the season when new menu items hit NFL stadiums, but I couldn't wait for this one. The Arizona Cardinals will have a cotton candy burrito. It will be filled with ice cream, Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, M&M's Mini, gummy bears, and sprinkles.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley will hand it to you as you pick it up. Yeah.
Ask Doug and Scott. Leave me alone.
No, it's...
$15.
It looks disgusting. It just looks too sweet. Like, who would buy this? Who would feed it to their kids? You just... No. No.
It makes no sense.
I saw the... Okay, Mike, what you told us to look at, I would try. That ice cream from that New York restaurant, I would try. This looks disgusting. And whoever did it was high when they came up with it. I promise you, they were fresh off of gummies.
I totally agree with you. That is in Football Today.